And welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. The fastest way to pull up streams, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and that will bring up the stuff that you need to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And gosh, there's some good stuff up on the Animal World Facebook page. We didn't get a chance to talk about it in the first hour, but I'm just going to take a peek here. And say, if you haven't been there, Dr. Nails is posting now new descriptions of what it is that he's doing, and some great videos along with those posts. Check them out. There's some really good kitty stuff. Oh, a wonderful found kitty story. And, you know, Nathan, I am still, and I think you're watching them too, because you even sent me one this week. I'm in love with these podcast dogs, the Golden Retriever and the Frenchie. And of course, I don't know if they use AI and whatever they're doing, but I'm assuming, you know, that they start with real dogs and then they work all this, you know, whatever technical magic they do. But gosh, they are so good. And the topics they pick are wonderful. And most of the time, they're just really right on about what dogs are thinking and feeling and all that sort of stuff. But Nathan, you've been enjoying them too, haven't you?
Yeah, I sent you one that was like a little bit of a short that also appeared onto my feed, because I've been watching them enough where they start popping up some videos on my feeds on either YouTube or Facebook and things like that. And a really good one about humans and cell phones and dogs and doorbells was what I sent your way.
But yeah, because they pick the greatest subjects and just absolutely, you know, and the majority of the time they just get it right on. And they're just so enjoyable. And, you know, of course, these days, anything we can get to, you know, bring wonderful positive feelings in and a little joy. And boy, that Mr. Goldie and the Frenchie really do it. And they sometimes bring in different breeds of dogs and different subjects. But if you haven't found them yet, let's see. I can look again here and see what it's the dog pack. I think is where you would go to look for them. Dog pack, capital D, capital P, and that gets you what you're looking for.
In fact,
and I'm like Nathan. I look at them so much they all come through my feed now, so I stay pretty caught up.
In fact, the one with the doorbell is actually a really good one for the radio since it's not super visual. So why don't we go ahead and just play that quick little short video?
Okay.
We could put that on the air here. So this is the Goldie and Frenchie, and Reaction to Doorbell is the title of it. And let me make sure I got the audio working correctly. So one sec. Okay, this should get it going.
Why do humans think we freak out every time we hear a doorbell? Meanwhile, the second they get a notification on their phone, their attention is gone.
So that's it. You know, that's their leaving that
dog. So behind that soundtrack, of course, you see Goldie the Golden Retriever and the Black Frenchie. They're sitting at a table and they have headphones on and microphones in front of them. So they have that conversation back and forth. And then when the doorbell rings, they just take off barking. So with all that barking at the end, they just run away. And anyway, they are so well done. If you want something to entertain yourself with and have some fun, look for the dog pack.
And of course, their whole podcasting setup just gets torn apart because they're rushing to the door and their headphones fall off their heads and everything like that.
Anyway, it's just so well done. I absolutely adore them. And maybe someday I'll track down, you know, who the creative responsibility is behind those dogs and get them on the air. I'm wondering, is there anybody out there? We would love you to pick up your phones. It is the second Sunday of the month, which is now our energy balancing show, Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique and Energy Code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here, and we have a new procedure. I mean, it's very much like what we have been doing, but it's now more encompassing, and Linda can work with you or with you and your animals all at the same time, and it seems to be working beautifully, but we would love a few more of you to pick up your phone so we can get real comfortable with this. So 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Anybody out there? You can't get distracted with football today because the Seahawks are on a bye week here.
Might be paying attention to some games to find out who their opponent might be.
Well, right. So as long as since we haven't caught up with that, I'm not quite sure how they got there. I mean, truly, I really don't really know how they got there. But the Seahawks somehow, Linda and Nathan, managed to pull off winning the number one. What do we call it?
Number one seed in the NFC.
So they actually won the division.
They won the division and the two divisions. You know, their local division would be the NFC West, but as far as their league, they won their league within the NFL. And now they're
They get a week off to heal and get ready and all of that. And then they're definitely in the playoffs. And apparently, doesn't it mean, Nathan, that all of the playoff games are going to be here in Seattle? So they get all home games for these playoffs.
Uh-huh. And a game that's going to be paid attention to right now is the 49ers and the Eagles. They're playing each other at 1:30 p.m. today. And whoever wins that game will be playing the Seahawks in the next round.
So either the San Francisco 49ers, who we just played last week, at San Francisco and beat them.
We did, then. It's pretty good.
You know, I mean, it goes without saying, apparently.
Only allowed them a field goal.
Apparently, San Francisco is like the majorly most injured team on the planet right now.
Oh.
So they aren't at their top, but we beat them. So, okay, thank you for that gift.
It's either them or the Phillies.
Either them or the Philadelphia.
Not the Phillies.
Eagles.
I'm still thinking about baseball. But, yeah, they are in Philly, which, you know, you would call some Philadelphians. But actually, the football team, of course, is the Eagles.
All right. So one or the other. It'll either be the 49ers or the Eagles is who the Seahawks will play. And that game will be next weekend. Is that right, Nathan?
The next game round should be next weekend, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, then you're caught up on football. We'll do that. We'll dedicate it to Dr. Nils because he's our football guy. So he'd have been talking about that. So yeah, you can root for them. And the other good news, well, at least about animals this week, is that there's great animal TV again on Saturdays when I'm doing my show prep in the evening. Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, marathon's going on. I got to watch a bunch of Dr. Jeff last night, and then at 10 p.m. they're doing the Alaska Vet. But that's a good show, too. And I like the shows. The reason I like the Alaska Vet is because the vets, they're good. But Alaska's really an unusual place. And so they do more older school, more simpler veterinary medicine. They don't try to make it human medicine and cost an arm and a leg and all of that. And so I really appreciate the show. It is a good show, and you probably would enjoy it. So the Alaska Vet is good, but Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, is my favorite. And I was reminded again last night and watching these shows. We need a Dr. Jeff in every state of the country. I mean, because the quality of medicine they practice is extraordinary without all the bells and whistles that cost people their arm and their legs. So they are charging reasonable fees for what they do. And Dr. Jeff is one of the most incredible surgeons I've ever seen. And boy, does he work miracles with a lot of what he does. But they stay with the more simpler stuff. They don't do hip replacements and that kind of stuff with dogs. You know, they do kind of the simpler surgery that works, and dogs recover just fine, but they don't have to go through all the trauma and the expense of the hip surgery. So it's a great show to watch and realize what, at least in Aunt Martha's opinion, what I think veterinary medicine should be. He is a classic example, and of course, very dedicated to serving and getting out there in the community and doing vaccine clinics and spay and neuter clinics, and then doing rescues and wildlife and all kinds of other. They were treating buffaloes last night on one show at a buffalo refuge. So anyway, just great shows to watch. Okay, now I'm shaking the bushes again. Nathan has not been busy. Linda?
Yeah, I just wanted to, because people may be thinking about, you know, they don't have anything to call in about, you know, so they're just hanging out. But I would like to suggest, because this time of year when people come into the month of January, perhaps with a number of different things going on. Some people are really wanting to have a big change in their life. And it may be something that might, you know, be a big ask as far as really shifting like 180 degrees from one way to another. And this kind of work that I do can help people, because usually the thing that is holding us back is some old energy, some old belief. And people do not have to reveal on the air what it is that they're working for, but they could call in, and then we could just have them think about something that's important to them, which might be their big goal, and then do some releasing around that. The other thing I know is that many people have started to enter the month of January wanting it to be a dry January, meaning that they're going to not use alcohol during the month as a change. For some people, that's easy, no problem. And for other people, it might be a struggle. And again, you don't have to tell people on the air that's what you're up to. You can just think about it and get some support that way. Or if you've lost anyone, whether it's your animal friend or a family member or a loved one of some kind, and you're feeling that loss and it's winter and it feels dark to you, that's another thing I can help with. So again, you're not going to be required to reveal your personal stuff, but this is a great way to get yourself into a more peaceful state of mind.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. And that is something, you know, Natasha was talking about that last month, because she does our astrological kind of updates. But apparently, everything is in alignment for big changes for all of us, making it and transformation. So absolutely what you said, Linda, was right on with what Natasha was saying. And, you know, and in line with Dr. Nell's affirmation, change can be hard. We need it. We want it, but it's scary, you know. And I can totally relate to that because I'm a Gemini who doesn't like change. So we have to work at that. And then I was also thinking about just, I know I had extra stress this week with all my, you know, computer and internet issues and all that sort of stuff. But even if all of that hadn't gone on, I have found at least the current state of what's going on in this country really challenging this week to stay centered and be aware of that, which we need to be, you know, we have our parts to play as well. But if you have felt that also overwhelming feeling and having trouble keeping grounded and centered with all of this, Linda can really help with that. So this is my request. Pick up your phone, please. All lines are open. 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. So how about we be right on time this hour? Stay right where you are. We're going to take care of advertisers, and hopefully we'll have some phone calls to go to. 425-373-5527. Pick up your phones. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
I'm Sue Minahan. I'd love for you to join me second week of the month on Talk Cosmos Sunday, January 11 at 1 p.m. Pacific. We're going to talk all about the new and full moon called Capricorn, Leo, Lunar Beats, where authoritative leadership and mastery blossom brilliantly. Action packs our agenda with Martian energies, propelling hearts to choose how best to give and what actions give value. Come join us Talk Cosmos January 11, 1 p.m. here on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, gosh, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Ananda Washington is my spiritual family, and they have the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway. The Yoga Hall is next to that. They have the Linwood Community and the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens, and of course the East West Bookstore in Edmonds. You can check them all out at anandawashington.org. A lot of great classes and events coming up. The biggest class of the year, Raja Yoga, and the reason I started with Ananda, wanting to learn Kriya Yoga, the Raja Yoga class is the first step, and oh, what a marvelous class it is. And pretty much all of the classes now at Ananda are what they call hybrid, and you can join in person at the Blue Lotus Temple or the Yoga Hall, or you can stream or Zoom, depending on the situation. So real easy to stay up with the classes and all of that good stuff if you want to attend remotely. And so you can check it all out at anandawashington.org. AnandaWashington.org. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Well, alrighty then. Looks like it just might be just us. Me, Linda, Nathan. Usually when I let you know that phone lines are open and we need you to call, I mean, usually we get an immediate response and somebody calls in, but we got crickets going on right now. So,
and now it's the fast pass time since they're completely open. Once you give us a call, you'll be right in line to speak with Linda.
Yeah. So pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. A lot of you regulars out there we haven't heard from, and surely there's someone that is just thinking, well, just do it. Pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. At any rate, if you do call in, then you get to have a best bioenergetic synchronization technique experience with Linda Rasmussen. And as long as we don't have anybody on the line, Linda, let's just talk a little more about this and what you do. And when you are not here on the air with us, you are either working out of your office at the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or you do a lot of your sessions remotely on the phone or Zoom sort of thing. And apparently you've been doing more of that since the pandemic. That's what really shifted things in terms of working remotely as opposed to in person.
Yeah, because for a while, nobody was going anywhere, you know, just because everything was being requested to be shut down.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, including myself, don't always have the greatest familiarity with remote work and the ability to connect anywhere in the world energetically. And so it was a great gift to me personally that we went through that period, because I learned about how well that connection can be made and how wonderful the healing is for people who engage with their own energy and balancing that. So I would encourage people, even if it does sound kind of woo-woo, to try it out sometime, like in that free introductory session, to just see what it's like to be, you know, at home in your comfy chair or laying on your bed and letting some things go. And again, it's a very private technique. So you know what your thoughts are, but I don't know what your thoughts are. And so it makes it a place in which we can really work on some stuff that's pretty deep that maybe we haven't wanted to speak out loud to anybody. And so that's...
I kind of call it the new wave of talk therapy, because you don't have to do the talk part.
Right.
You know, and it works really, really well. And it's really important, I think, to know that Linda doesn't diagnose or treat things.
Right.
Okay. Yes, we talk about what's going on with you or your animal friends. A lot of that is to just give everybody an idea of what's going on, so that you can follow along with all of this, and also to help align the energy and get the connections going that need to be there. But we're not talking about what's going on emotionally or behaviorally or physically with the human or the animal, because Linda's going to treat that. But it helps all of us follow along what's going on and gets the connection, because then Linda tunes in. And then you've heard how she'll have you do something with your eyes and with your mind and with your breathing. I've always felt like that's to keep the brain busy and get you out of the way, so that then she tunes in to the physical body, and it's the body, right, Linda, that tells you what to do.
Well, actually, it's the innate wisdom of the person I'm working with.
So, oh, okay. That's a much better way to describe it.
Yeah,
okay.
Because each person has their own innate wisdom, which has been aware of their presence from when they were first in the womb. And that's really where I'm getting my information, is from the person's innate wisdom.
Right. But if you know, our left brains are busy and all of that kind of stuff, I mean, you can block all that stuff. So it is important to follow along with what Linda is saying. And I wondered where she was, but she picked up her phone. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. And by the way, we've got plenty of time for another caller or two. If you would like to join us, just pick up your phones, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. And we are going to welcome back to Animal World, heading out over to Bothell. Sue, welcome to Animal World. You are live with Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Thanks for picking up your phone. You were one of the ones I was talking to. I said, where are you, you regulars? We need you. So I'm glad you were listening. What can Linda do for you today?
I just need to be real rebalanced. I just feel kind of off and just need some help there.
Okay. Well, Sue, you and I know how to do this, so let's go ahead, and I'm going to have you just think about something that has been on your mind a lot lately, and if there's more than one thing, just pick something that's been on your mind, and let me know when you have it.
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay. Yeah, we can work with that. You keep thinking about it. Notice how you feel about it. And then, setting that aside, focus on the feeling of compassion. Compassion and the number 3. Oops, sorry, that was number 2. I don't know how I got that wrong. Compassion and the number 2. and your eyes are going to be closed and looking at the left side of your forehead. Your breathing is going to be to exhale, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking compassion too. Perfect, Sue. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then returning to that thing that you were thinking about. And that is complete. I'm going to find an affirmation. And the affirmation is, I accept the feeling of compassion. And so I know you know what to do with this, but for the listeners out there, thinking this affirmation three times in a row or saying it out loud and really feeling this feeling of compassion, saying or thinking, I accept the feeling of compassion. And you might even notice a certain part of your body kind of changing when you say the word compassion. How does that feel, Sue?
That is going to be helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, Sue. Thank you so much for calling in and helping us get started with our new energy balancing show. Much appreciated, and hope you have a great Sunday afternoon. Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Does anybody out there that wants a session for you and or your animal friends? Last call, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Linda.
Uh-oh. So it looks like you're on mute with your microphone there.
Oops. Okay. I think I've got it off of there. So what I wanted to say is there's a little more to know about the bioenergetic synchronization. And it has to do with the emotional word that I give people, like trust or compassion. Each word, when the person is thinking it, has its own particular energetic frequency.
Okay.
And so it's very instrumental in the release of whatever this interference is that we are releasing to get back to balance. And so it's more than just a word. And some people get a little hung up on the word. Like they think if I give them the word trust, that it's because they don't trust. And it's not any kind of an assessment like that. It's the actual fact that when they think the word trust, it starts a vibration in their field, which keeps whatever this other thing is that was interfering from establishing itself again. So this is all about the energetic frequencies that we generate.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And that you know, makes very good sense. It's not the definition of the word or anything. The affirmation is energetic in nature that will be helpful for whatever was done during the session. Well, and how about that? We have a responder to our last call. So I'm very, and so that means anybody else, we could 425-373-5527. We are going, we're going to stay in Bothell. And Nakia, is that correct? Welcome to Animal World.
That's correct. Thank you.
Hi, Nakia. Hi. What can Linda help you with today?
Well, I have some back pain that I've had about 3 weeks, and I kind of think it's associated with some anger, and I was hoping that I could move whatever it is out of my system.
Yeah. Linda, do you find that physical body pain is often connected to emotional energy,
yeah,
like anger? So could she be right that her back pain might be related to anger? Is that,
yeah,
does that happen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So much of the pain that we experience, we actually have generated it from a place of emotional stress. And so, yeah, absolutely. I'm really delighted that Nikia called in.
All right. Well, then, Nikia, I assume that you are ready to have a session with Linda. And so, Linda, it's all yours.
Okay. Well, let's see here. Nikia, I'm going to have you start by just thinking about a beautiful blue sky. Okay, and now I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on a person that's been on your mind a lot lately. You may feel they're connected to whatever this feeling is, or it may just be a person that's been on your mind a lot lately. So just go ahead and let me know when you've got a person in mind.
Yes.
Okay, so focusing on them. And noticing if there's any feelings that show up as you're thinking about that person, just letting those be in your awareness.
Yes.
Okay, and now I'm going to have you set that person outside your thoughts and focus on the feeling of tranquility. Tranquility and the number 3. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking at the left side of your forehead, just rolling your closed eyes up and to the left. And you're going to take a deep breath into the abdomen. Hold your breath in just as long as it's comfortable to do so. As soon as you feel like I need a breath, just let that go. And when you're ready, get another breath and hold it. And just keep repeating that breath holding while you're thinking tranquility 3. Closed eyes are looking at the left side of your forehead. Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing your neck and shoulders, and then bring the person that you were thinking of back into your thoughts. Okay, good. That is complete. And I'm going to have you return your awareness to a beautiful blue sky. And I'm going to invite you to think about an unpleasant experience that you've had recently. And recently could be, you know, in the last year, but just something that rises in your mind as an unpleasant experience. Let me know when you've got it.
Yes, I have it.
Oh, okay. Good. Yes, we can work with that. And then set the unpleasant experience aside and focus on good, the feeling of good. Good and the number 4. Thank you. Your eyes are closed and looking down, rolling your closed eyes downward. This time you're going to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, letting breath back in as soon as you need to, and then repeating an exhale and holding your breath out, thinking good for. Your closed eyes are looking down. Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then, Nakia, bring that unpleasant experience back into your thoughts. Okay, this is going to take another little bit of work, so keep thinking about that experience. And then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of dread. And we're going to replace dread and we're replacing dread with a feeling of embarrassment. We're going to replace embarrassment. And we're replacing embarrassment with a feeling of despair. I'm going to replace despair. Replacing despair with the feeling of selfish. We're going to replace selfish. Replacing selfish with the feeling of trust. Focusing on trust. Trust and the number 5 are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes are closed and looking down, rolling your closed eyes down. And your breathing will be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking trust, 5. Your closed eyes are looking down. Perfect. Breathe normally. With your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. Relaxing your neck and shoulders. And then bring that unpleasant experience back into your thoughts. And that is cleared. Going to go back to a beautiful blue sky. And I am going to invite you to think about your back and what you've been experiencing lately. Just let yourself tune into whatever that experience has been for you. And what I can tell you, Nikia, is there's nothing to treat there, which means that you have already done what was needed for the back. So I'm going to find an affirmation for you. And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of trust. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of trust. How are you doing, Nikia?
Oh, much better.
Good.
Wonderful. Boy, that was, and gosh, what a way to last session on the air. That was quite an extensive session, Linda.
Yeah, and I hope people were following along, because this is... this is what it is to be a human being and to accumulate a lot of hurts and things that eventually can manifest in the body. And Nikia, what I want you to know is this balancing is going to go on for the next 12 to 24 hours. You need to drink a lot of extra water today in order to flush through anything that we have released. And I can say that you're going to be having a different experience by tomorrow.
You know, it sounds like, Linda, you were just peeling away the layers of all kinds of stuff for Nikia.
Yeah.
So I would imagine this is pretty powerful. And then you want Nikia to use her affirmation a lot in the next few days.
Yeah, Nikia, this affirmation, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of trust. Think it at least three times in a row, or speak it out loud, is very powerful, and really claim that feeling of trust. And do that a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day, and that will be extremely helpful to keeping this balance.
Thank you.
All right,
so much.
Nikia, thank you for calling Animal World.
Thank you.
Let us know how you're feeling. God bless. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty, we got to sneak in advertisers one more time, but I think, I don't know how you two, but I think that was not a good music piece, as good as the others, because at least for me and what I was hearing, the voices of the caller interrupted the music here and there. Anyway, it sounded strange to
That's
me.
That's something that happens on Zoom, so it doesn't affect the actual recording.
Oh, okay, because I didn't hear it with the other ones, but so for that reason, I would say to drop that one. But anyway, I think we'll find we've got to take care of advertisers, and let's see, when we get back, we'll tell you where the music came from one more time, and we got to get in a quick current events. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements. Remember, N-U-P, as in PeterROSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Best cat vitamins on the planet, NuPro Nuggets. I've got to sprinkle them on my Sophie's food. Because if she doesn't get them, she complains and won't eat it until I put them on her food. And of course, the dog supplement, absolutely the best skin and hair coat, and general nutritional supplement. And if you've got shedding breed a dog and you want the hair to stay on them and not all over your floor, NuPro is the supplement. And anyway, NuPro, N-U-P-S and Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out online, and they're all available on Amazon if you can't find them in the store. And Whispering Dragon Center, check out our sound healer, Jude Ponton, at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And remember me, dog trainer and behavior therapist, and I'd love to help you or you, whoever you know that's got problems with their dogs. We'll do it fast. And I always do free telephone evaluations, so I'm happy to talk to you for free on the phone. Please write down my number and give it to anybody who's got dogs and needs help. So my number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All right. Quickly before we do a quick little current events, I know, Linda, we want to make sure and give credit to the one who is responsible for the music we're now using. Yep. And who might that be?
That's Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com.
Kevin McLeod, Incompetech.com. Thank you for the music. And I think we can just throw in a quick current events. I don't think we need to do the music. Let me just pull it up here and see what we've got. Now, of course, we know Linda Rasmussen offers a free session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And working with her on the air doesn't count. So, like, if Nakia hasn't ever worked with Linda in person before or off the air, she could have a whole nother session with
Linda.
That's
right.
Okay. So all you got to do, anybody, is give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty then, Northwest Stream Center in McCollum Park in South Everett. Remember, if you got holiday trees, you can return them to be planted next to holiday, next to salmon streams, or you can just go help on the volunteer day this month to help plant those trees around salmon streams. They're calling it New Year, New Tree, Volunteer Tree Planting, Saturday, January 31st, 9 a.m. to noon. What creek and the locations will be announced closer to the date. Let's see, there is an avalanche awareness class next Saturday, January 17th, from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Streamkeeper Northwest Stream Center. That sounds a good one. If you get out in the mountains in the snow, you ought to be prepared. And then a free styrofoam recycle event Saturday, January 31st, 10 a.m. to noon. And then there is a fish war film screening Saturday, January 31st at 1 p.m. That's it for Northwest Stream Center. Let's see, mark your calendars. Homeward Pet Adoption Center, their 2026 Furball Gala and Auction will be April 8th at the Columbia Collective in Bothell. And hot off the presses, date has been picked, the 2026 Tuxes and Tales event will be on May 16th at the Fremont Studios. And I think that catches us up, except to say that Natasha Venter will be here next week. It's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, or personal readings with Natasha. So hope you join us for that. Otherwise, boy, well, Linda and Nathan, we did it. We have
and our callers too. Thank you very much for calling in.
Oh yeah, bless your heart, callers. We really needed you today, and I feel like we got a good system going here, and it's just going to get better every month. And I hoping that we will hear back from folks either off the air or next week they can call in or next month, but to let us know how you and or your animal friends, you know, responded to the sessions today. But I feel really good about it. And I think, Nathan, it all sounded good to you?
It went flawless.
All right. And Linda, you're happy with...
I am happy.
Yay. All right. And then we want to remember, we want special prayers, healing prayers for Moon Pie Kitty with Jude. And remember our affirmation right now. I embrace the unknown. It is my safe place. Thank you, Dr. Nels. And Linda, thank you so much. We'll see you again next month. Nathan, thank you so much. And as always, everybody, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.